something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For all you need is a word. A word. Say it with me. One word.
One word.
One more time. One word.
One word.
Hallelujah. You ready for it?
Yes.
Are you going to know it when it comes?
Yes.
See, as we're sharing, what he's waiting for, or what he needs, is not what you may need. But you're listening, and you're ready. Because at that moment that it comes to you, oh, that's your freedom. That's your blessing. That's your liberty. That's what changes your life. And the other man sitting close to you may not even know what just happened. He's still waiting for his own. One word is what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Now we'll take off from where we left off. And we were talking about the Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Spirit. And in our work with God, because we're dealing with the Lordship of the Spirit, we talked about the Lordship of the Word, the Lordship of love, and the Lordship of the Spirit. How that the Holy Spirit takes dominion, gains a dominion in your life. And then that leads you into God's perfect will. See, we talked about the good will of God, and then the acceptable will of God, and then the perfect will of God. The Lordship of the Word leads you to the good will of God. And the Lordship of love leads you to the acceptable will of God. And then the Lordship of the Spirit of God leads you to the perfect will of God. Now, in the perfect will of God, you are dealing with exactly what God wants for you at a particular time for a particular purpose. That is God's will in your life. What he wants and what he wants you to do. Exactly what it is, not the general will, the goodwill for every good person, for every born again child of God, for everyone. No, for you, for example, he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So we can go anywhere and preach the gospel. That is the goodwill of God. I can go anywhere and preach the gospel. But then we find Paul wanting to go to preach in Asia, and the Bible says, and the Spirit suffered him not, the Spirit permitted him not. He has said to go to Bithynia, and the Spirit of God permitted him not. Now, it didn't say the Spirit of God let nobody preach the word in Asia, but it stopped Paul. Now, leading him for God's perfect will. Now, there are a lot of Christians who are living in God's good will, God's general will. But there is a perfect will. And you can walk in God's perfect will for your life through the knowledge or the fellowship with the Holy Ghost. When you recognize the Holy Ghost in your life, you begin to walk in God's perfect will. You'll be in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose. Hallelujah. In God's way. Some people are in, for example, a lot of people who are in a job or a business because it's good, because it's nice, because that's the area of their training in school, or because that's what they can do. And that's not God's purpose for your life. Some people are married. Any two nice people can get married and have a good life. But that doesn't mean God's perfect will. See? And then through life, you start discovering why it may have not been like this. Well, you're in there now, so hang in there. This is your bed. You got to lie on it. You made it. Praise God. See? There are things you can change. There are things you cannot change. You understand? So stay right in there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. That's the way it is. So, but there is the perfect will of God in your situation. When a man or a woman gets into the situation where you have found yourself now, how does it come out? How does it change things? How can it get back into God's perfect will for such a person like you in your condition, or you in your condition? How, what is God's design for you to come out? How can you get to what God wants for your life under the circumstances? What do you do? Yeah. First is to recognize that God is big enough, hallelujah, to change things for you. Praise the Lord. And then the next thing is to decide to let the Spirit of God gain dominion, have the mastery in your life. See, a lot of us want to have all the nice things in the realm of the Spirit, but we're not willing to go through the ranks. You have to go through the ranks. Let me show you something. See, this is why a meeting like this is so important. I've told you, do not miss our services. These services are not just meetings where you come together, sing and clap, and then go, or have a sermon. They are life-changing meetings. You hear the word that you can apply to yourself, to your life. Every day, something to live by. That's why you shouldn't miss the services. Hallelujah. Now, would you go to Galatians, book of Galatians, chapter number 4, very quickly. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. From verse 1, are you ready? He says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant. Have you seen that? All right, King James. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, deferred nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Did you see that? That's very instructive. He says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Now, what is he talking about? You know who an heir is, all right? It's the guy to whom the inheritance belongs, okay? Now, let's look at, this is the first son of Mr. So-and-so. He is his heir. And this man has a lot of wealth. Boy, he's rich. Large estates. Lots of businesses. But his heir, his son, is a little boy. He's a child. The Bible says, as long as the heir is a child, he's not different from a servant. He can enjoy the wealth. He can run the business. He takes what's given to him. Decisions are made for him. He has to stay with what he gets. His life is run by somebody else. So he says he's therefore placed under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Now this is so important to understand. If you're a child of God, all the wealth of God belongs to you. All the health of God belongs to you. All the ability of God is made available to you. All the wisdom of God is made available to you. But that doesn't mean you're going to be healthy. That doesn't mean you're going to walk in wisdom. That doesn't mean you're going to be in prosperity. You may not live your life in prosperity. Even though the Bible says they shall walk in prosperity, doesn't mean you're going to prosper. Because you're a child. See, as a child, he says you're not different from a servant. So what does God do? God places you under tutors, teachers, and leaders until you begin to dictate the circumstances of your life by yourself. They have to teach you so you can understand. God doesn't want you having a headache today and looking for somebody to pray for you. Oh, I got a headache. Oh, I have arthritis. Oh, I have cancer. I have this, I have that. What are you going to do? You're going to have to place yourself under the tutelage of God's word. Receive knowledge. And then you can ask the devil to clear up. Praise the Lord. All right, let me show you something. How many of you remember Jesus was 30 years old as a man before he received the Holy Ghost? You remember that? Come on, talk to me. All right. Now, the Holy Ghost came upon him to unction him, anoint him for the work of the ministry. And he did not perform miracles, as we know, until the Holy Spirit came upon him. All right? He did not teach about the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. God bless you.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. All right, let me show you something. How many of you remember Jesus was 30 years old as a man before he received the Holy Ghost? You remember that? Come on, talk to me. All right. Now, the Holy Ghost came upon him to unction him, anoint him for the work of the ministry. And he did not perform miracles, as we know, until the Holy Spirit came upon him. All right? He did not teach about the kingdom until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Now, look at this. When the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, a significant thing happened. I'd like to show it to you. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3. Have you seen it? So Matthew chapter 3. I want you all to read verse 17. All right. I don't know what you said. Want to go? And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." I want you to notice something. Check it very carefully. A voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son." He uses a Greek word here to let us know what he's talking about. The word he uses is huios. Now, huios, H-U-I-O-S. It's pronounced H-W-E-E-O-S. Praise God. Okay, he uses the word huios. Now, that word refers to a son, not an offspring, but a son that you brought up. Are you listening? Okay. Let me take you to another area where you can distinguish between this very, very clearly. Romans chapter 8. Book of Romans. Chapter number 8. Have you seen it? From verse 14. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now, stop. How many of you know that not every Christian is led by the Spirit of God? Somebody said, "Whatever I do is of the Spirit, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." No, that's not what he's talking about. He uses the word huios for sons. Now, I'll explain that to you in a moment. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the huios of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Then it says, "The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Now, another version uses the word sons of God. But this time, he doesn't use the word huios. He says, "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the technon of God." Now, technon means offspring. One to whom you gave birth. So, the Spirit of God bears witness with my spirit that I'm born of God. I'm a child of God. I'm the technon of God. Are you still there? Are you sure you're there? Are you sure you heard what I said? All right, go to First Epistle of St. John. First Epistle of St. John, chapter number 3, beginning from verse 1, says, Behold what manner of love the Father, it says, behold what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. He uses the word technon. We should be called the technon of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. The world doesn't recognize us because it didn't recognize him. He came unto his own received him not. He was in the world, the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. It knew him not then, it knows us not now. Now he says, beloved, verse 2, now are we the technon of God. Now. So when you're born again, you are instantly the offspring of God. You're not going to be the offspring of God. You are the offspring of God. The word is technon. Now are we the sons of God, the technon of God, the offspring of God. We have been reproduced by God, recreated of God, born of God. Like it says in James chapter 1 verse 18, of his own will begat he us by the word of truth. He gave birth to us. His spirit gave birth to us. So we are not legally children of God. We are vitally children of God. See, the born again phenomenon is not just a word in the Bible. It is an actual reality. It is something that really transpired. In the realm of the spirit, you were born of God by the Spirit of God. That's why he uses the word technon, to let you know you proceeded from God. You came from him. That's why he says, ye are of God, little children. And that doesn't mean you belong to him or you are on his side. It means you hail from God. Oh boy. That means he is your origin. Not by way of creation, but by way of birth. Being born again, not of corruptible seed. That means not of corruptible sperm, but of incorruptible. Then it says, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. But now he talks about Jesus and he says, this is my beloved, hear us. And it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the hearers of God. What is he talking about? So thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo-hoo. Galatians chapter 6. I read something to you in Galatians, right? All right, let's look at it again. Verse 3 now. Even so, when we were children, and you know what? This time, the word children is not as we saw in Romans 8:14, all right? Or verse 16, all right? It's not the same. Where it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God or the children of God. There, he used hearers. Okay. Then later in 16th verse, where we were reading, and he said, the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are the technon of God, children of God. In this place where he says, children, when we were children, he doesn't use the same word, technon. Because this time it's not talking about when we were offsprings. No, because when you're an offspring, you're always offspring. You don't grow out of it. But this time he's talking about a stage of development. So he uses the words nepios. All right? Relax. There's a reason for understanding the differences. Okay? He uses a different word here to let us know he is dealing with a class, a state. Okay? A stage of growth. when we were children. Let's read it. So it says, even so, verse 3, when we were nepios, children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Did you hear what he just said? Paul says, when we were children, nepios, children, babes, he says, we were in bondage to the elements of this world. We were influenced. When we drank water, we had a running stomach because it had some impurities. You understand what he's talking about now? Then you said, I don't know what I ate. I've been going to the toilet. I ate something. Yes, because you're a babe. You get it now? He says, when we... Hey.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.